So Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions some amazing benefits from the abandonment of sins. And this is like an explanation of the statement of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, أَقِلُّ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّكُمْ لَن تَلْقَوُ اللَّهَ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ قِلَّةِ الذُّنُوبِ. You will not meet Allah with anything greater, more excellent than scarcity of sins. So Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي تَرْكِ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاسِي. If there wasn't in abandoning sins and disobedience, إِلَّا except, then he mentions 15 or 20 different things. إِقَامَةُ الْمَرُوَةِ, first of them, إِقَامَةُ الْمَرُوَةِ. First of them is that it establishes a type of manhood in you. Like a type of, something that there is noble in it as a trait that you have this maru'ah. وَصَوْنُ الْعِرْضِ, and the protection of your honor. Your honor is then protected. وَحِفْظُ الْجَاهِ, and your status is likewise protected. وَمَحَبَّةُ الْخَلْقَ, and the creation will love you. The creation will love you. The less your sins are, you will earn the love of the creation. وَصَلَاحُ الْمَعَاشِ, your life, your welfare, there will be rectification in it. وَرَاحَةُ الْبَدَنِ, your body will be at ease, it will be satisfied. وَقُوَّةُ الْقَلْبِ, there will be strength in your heart. You will have a strong, determined heart. وَطِيبُ النَّفْسِ, your soul will be wholesome, fresh, nice, good. وَنَعِيمُ الْقَلْبِ, your heart will taste bliss. وَانْشِرَاحُ الصَّدَرِ, your chest will become expanded. You will have an open chest. وَالْأَمْنُ مِنْ مَخَاوِفِهِ الْفُسَّاقِ وَالْفُجَّارِ, you will also feel secure from the sinful and the criminal people amongst the, amongst the people, those who are sinful, those who are criminal, from harm from them, from those things that one fears from such people. وَقِلَّةُ الْحَمِّ وَالْغَمِّ وَالْحَزَنِ, likewise, your anxiety, your stress, your grief, your fear, all these things, they will diminish. See, all of these are things that all of us experience. We experience these things, constricted chest, feeling fearful, having a soul which is sluggish, having a weak heart. These are things that we experience, but never, how often do we think, what is the reason? What is the reason for these affairs? We sometimes try to interpret them with circumstances. I'm stressed because of so-and-so. I'm stressed because so-and-so is stressing me. I'm stressed because of this situation. I'm stressed because of that situation. It could be financially. It could be a fallout with somebody. But then we don't think, well, maybe the asal of these problems is not those things. Maybe it's sins which I've committed. Maybe there are sins which I've not repented from. Maybe there are sins which I'm committing now. And these are the true and real causes of these things which I'm feeling in my body, in my soul, in my mental health, in my physical health, in my wealth, in my family, in there. Maybe that's the reason. So sometimes we lose track of these realities, and we become blinded to what the real causes are of the trials and tribulations that we are going through. So he continues, وَقِلَّةُ الْحَمِّ وَالْغَمِّ وَالْحَزَنِ, likewise, from the benefits of abandoning sins and disobedience, is a lack of anxiety, stress, grief, sadness. وَعِزُّ النَّفْسِ عَنْ إِحْتِمَالِ الظُّلِّ, likewise, your soul will have a type of, like an honorable, strong feeling about itself, and not be humiliated or fall into humiliation. وَصَوْنُ نُورِ الْقَلْبِ أَن تُطْفِئَهُ ظُلْمَةُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, likewise, the protection of the light which is in the heart from being extinguished by the darknesses of sin. And so, as the heart, what it contains of ilm, iman, and when it repels sins and disobedience, a spot, a white spot comes on the heart, and it continues like this up until it grows and it increases in its purity and whiteness, and it will not be put to trial. Conversely, the heart which soaks up the, you know, these sins and these trials and black spots appear over time, the light which is in this heart becomes extinguished, and it cannot recognize truth from falsehood. It has no scales anymore to recognize what is good for it and what is harmful to it. So avoiding sins is something that allows a person to maintain that nur in his heart. وَتَيَسُّرُ الرِّزْقِ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And likewise, rizq, his provision, his providence, will be made easy for him from ways and directions that he did not anticipate or expect. And so again, if your rizq, if you're feeling that your rizq is constricted, then again, look at the root causes. It's something that is coming from yourself. وَتَيْسِيرُ مَا عَسُرَ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَابِ الْفُسُوكِ وَالْمَعَاسِ. And likewise, those things will become easy for you which are otherwise hard upon the people who are engrossed in sins and disobedience. وَتَسْهِيلُ الطَّعَاتِ عَلَيْهِ. Acts of obedience will then become easier upon you. If you find that you feel sluggish and lazy towards acts of obedience, towards the voluntary fasts, towards the voluntary acts of worship, then maybe that's because there are sins that are rusting your heart, which haven't been cleansed, and is preventing you from doing the nawafil. Or maybe that's the reason. So, keeping away from sins is something that allows you to very easily perform the righteous deeds, the nawafil, and other than that. وَتَيْسِيرُ الْعِلْمِ. And knowledge being made easy. وَثَنَاءُ الْحَسَنِ فِي النَّاسِ. Likewise being praised. Not that we go and seek the praise of the people, but Allah Azza wa Jal, He has put in His creation certain rules and laws by which His creation operates. And those people that we see the Sahaba are praised till this day. They are praised and honored in the hearts of millions and millions and millions of people. Where has this praise come upon them? It has come upon them because of knowledge, iman, taqwa, righteousness, lack of sins. This is why they have a praise amongst the people. They are praised amongst the people because Allah has given them a good praise amongst the people. And likewise, anyone who is like this, who abandoned sins and maintained ikhlas to Allah and worshipped Him, and Allah will make for him a good mention amongst the people. You don't go and show off and seek that mention. Rather, it is something that Allah makes for you and places upon you and honors you with. He continues, وَسُرْعَةُ إِجَابَةِ دُعَائِهِ. Likewise, the speed of his dua being answered. This is from the benefits of abandoning sins. Ask yourself, you make dua, there are things which hinder the dua from being answered. Does it ever come to your mind maybe that there are sins that you've committed you haven't made tawbah for? That could be withholding this thing that you have been making dua for years, if not, you know, months or weeks or whatever. Abandoning sins allows your dua to be answered quicker. وَزَوَالُ الْوَحْشَةِ الَّتِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Sometimes there can be this, what they call estrangement, where, you know, you feel a lack of recognition, that you feel that you don't really have something in your heart whereby you feel close to Allah. You feel distant from Allah. Like sometimes you might have a person that you feel distant from. There isn't anything that's clicking between you. And you feel estranged from that person. There are things maybe that's not allowing to. So this same thing can happen to a servant between him and Allah. What is the cause of that? It is because there are sins that he has that are distancing him from Allah Azza wa Jal. And he can't, you know, his heart can't find itself in a position whereby it feels close and tight with Allah. And so this is what we call estrangement. There's this wahsha, there's this strangeness between you and between Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's because of what the sins that a person commits and how his heart is affected by those sins. وَقُرْبُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مِنْهُ. And the angels become close to him. وَبُعْدُ شَيَاطِينِ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ مِنْهُ. And the devils amongst men and the jinn will be kept distant from him. وَتَنَافُسُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ خِدْمَتِهِ وَقَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِهِ. And the people will rush, they will compete with each other to come and help you and to serve you and to fulfill your needs. This is from the benefits of abandoning sins, that Allah Azza wa Jal will place people, will put them around you, and they will come, you will find aid and assistance will come to you from directions you didn't know. Because you are one who abandons sins, you fear Allah in the hidden, in the open, you have taqwa. All of these are it's not the complete list, but there are many, many other things. It's from his speech in Al-Fawaid, in his book Al-Fawaid. At the end of all of that, he says that if there were only these things that resulted from abandoning sins and disobedience, لَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ دَاعِيًا لِتَرْكِ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاسِ. These things would be sufficient for you to consider abandoning sins completely and disobedience completely. That if there were only just these benefits, there are in fact many, many more. But just these on their own, for an intelligent person, they are sufficient for him to abandon sins and disobedience.